Fourth parak of Talmud, third Mishnah, Noitel HaSasakin, Tehivish Sarei Minakovit. We're discussing how Kalb Talmud was cut up into different parts. So he took the knife and he removed the lung from the liver. Yes, the Kalb Minakovit. And some protrusion coming out of the liver was removed from the liver. William is Zizim Koyma. He didn't remove it from its place, it was stuck onto the side of the animal. Okay. Nikah b'zachol, he opened up the chest area, v'nosel l'mi shezachol boy, and he gave this to one of the people that was zeicher. So basically, the coven remained with the right flank, and the lungs remained with the two of the ribs. All the day from the Yemanis for Yechaytech and Yerid at the Shidra, he go to the right flank and he'd cut till he gets to the spine. Loina gave a Shidra. He'd cut off the side but leave the Shidra intact, the spine intact. Atchu Magil Shtetz Lo Tzirakis, but he'd leave on two small ribs, which were near the neck, and those he would leave connected to the flank. That was given to somebody. As we mentioned before, the liver was connected, remained connected to the right flank. He went to the geira, which is the neck area, which is the other half of what was removed initially. Like we mentioned before, he left two ribs with it, and and that neck area with these two ribs, plus hakona valev v'reit liyimba, the heart and the lungs and the bronchial tube were connected to that. That's called the geira. Then he went bottle of dyphon smolts. Now it goes to the left flank. The two of the smaller, softer ribs were he left out towards the top. They were shtei slos rakas milmata, also on the bottom. And the same thing we do on the right side. Nimsa, the flanks were missing the upper and lower two ribs. Maniach b'shteim, shtaim shtaim milmal, shtaim shtaim milmata. As we just said, the flanks were missing the top two and bottom two ribs. Chot chavanos nevisha zachaba. He cut it off, and the one who deserved to get it got it. Vashidra ima, the spine was with the left flank. Vatchul toli boy. The tchul is the spleen was connected to it. V'yayse gdoyla, the left side was larger with the right side, had the spine connected to it. El shimin koyim gdoyla, they called the right one the big one. Why? Because shakabat liyabo, because it had that liver connected to it. Bola ukats, he went to the back of the animal, the tail area. Chot choy v'nosin l'mish zachabo, whoever was zaycha got that. V'alya v'etzba kovid, shnei kloyis imo. And connected to that was the tail, and a piece of the liver, which was separated from the liver itself, as we mentioned before, and two kidneys were connected to it. Notel regel smoli, he took the left hind leg. Notel misha zachaba, whoever zeicha got that one. Names the kulam the meshura, and now we have all these kohanim, nine kohanim, in a row, each one with his part of the animal. Evarim b'yod, and the way it was, the rishon had the roish of a regel. He had the head and one of the hind legs. A roish b'yim, you know, in his right hand he held the head. Choit meklap is royoy, and the nose was facing downwards into his arm. The kana ben etzpoisiv, and the horns were in his hands. Beishchita lemala, the place where his neck part of the head, which was severed from the body, was facing upwards, but it was covered over with a perid, not an ale, the fats covered it up so it looked more pleasant. Vayregel shel yimin b'smoila, the right hind leg was in his left hand. His skin was fading outwards. Asheni, that was the first coin. So the first coin had the head, and the left, and the right hind leg. Asheni, the second coin had shtei yodayim shel yimin b'yaminoi, the two front legs in his right hand, He had the two front legs. The right one was in his right hand. The left one was in the left hand. Based on the chutz, and also by them, the hide was facing outwards. Ashlishi, the third coin, was holding the oikos regel, the back part, and the left hind leg. Oikos b'imina, v'aliyah m'dudels b'netzvisayisav. The tail area was in his right hand, and the tail was hanging down between his fingers. Etzba kopish tikloyus imo, and he had a piece of liver and the two kidneys with it, all in his right hand. V'regel shel smol b'smol, he was holding the left leg, back leg, hind leg in his hand. We're talking about the Korban Tum, which was in the first year of the life of the animal. That's why he was able to hold it. If it would be a big animal, it would be much too heavy to pick up. Base Oyre Lechutz, the hind area was facing outwards. Revia, the fourth coin, Bechazab Egeira, he was holding the neck area, and Achazab Yemino, and also the Chazab was the chest area of the animal, was in his right hand. Vageira was the neck area. Bismoilo, in his left hand, but Salisir, being its place of the two ribs that were connected to it by his fingers. Chamishi, the fifth one, had the state of honest. He had the right and left flanks. Sheimin, Beimin, Shalasmol, Besmoilo. The right flank in his right hand, the left in the left hand. He saw in the chutz, and the hide was facing outwards. Hashishi, Bekilbayim, and Asuma Bozek. The sixth one had the innards that were put into this bozer, this type of bowl. The kraim al gabeim, the bottom part of the legs, where the feet of the animal were put on top of them. Milmal. Shvi, the seventh, were koyin. So basically, there were six koyin that had the entire animal. And the seventh one was v'soilus, he had the flower offering. Shmina, the eighth one, was b'chavitim, that's a koyin gadol's flower offering. And the ninth one, the chi, was yain, he had the wine offering. They put it on the bottom half of the kevish and they salted it. They went into the lishkas hagozes, which is a room on the side of the Beis HaMikdash, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, to read Kriyat Shema.